Harry helped to build the bridges that the workers marched across in a time when it was dangerous to agitate the boss. When the workers got together to see what they could do, they built the solid union, the ILWU. So here's to you, Harry, may your name forever stand for integrity and justice for every working man. Working women are beside them as the boss's plans erode, and your spirit sails on every ship we load. Before the union stood against the flowing economic tide, the employers set the standards and then organized the ride. Standards of human decency were easy to ignore, but all that changed in 1934. So here's to you, Harry, may your name forever stand for integrity and justice for every working man. Working women are beside them as the boss's plans erode, and your spirit sails on every ship we load. From San Diego to Alaska, all the teams called the same play, and there wasn't any question that the workers won that day. They put the blame on Harry when that power was let go, and they called him every evil thing they know. They called him a commie, they called him a red, they called him a lot of things they could have called the boss instead. When the dust had settled and the new life had begun, it was plain the working people had all won. So here's to you, Harry, may your name forever stand for integrity and justice for every working man. Working women are beside them as the boss's plans erode, and your spirit sails on every ship we load. Then we found out what employers do when they're pushed to the line. When they can't exploit their workers, then they find a friend sometime. Uncle Sam called in the watchdogs, tried to tell them where to go. They stood with Harry Bridges and history said no. So here's to you, Harry, may your name forever stand for integrity and justice for every working man. Working women are beside them as the boss's dreams grow, and your spirit sails on every ship we load. Yes, your spirit sails on every ship we load.